Hey everybody, it's Jason Will, your Dean of Hustle at Jason Will University. I'm driving down the road at the moment, so the sound quality of this recording is probably going to be bad, but, you know, I got some things on my mind this morning I wanted to share with you guys, so hopefully it speaks to you in a way that motivates you to take action, and that's really what I wanted to talk about today on this podcast episode, this very random podcast episode, driving down the road, thinking a lot. I'm driving down to Baldwin County from Hoover, Alabama for one of our Jumpstart trainings, and you know, this time on the road, I listen to podcasts and audiobooks and do a lot of reflection and also conduct a lot of real estate agent coaching calls. So if you ever want to schedule one of those, you can go to dinahustle.com. It takes you right to my calendar and you can get that scheduled. But today I wanted to talk about what's on my mind as I'm driving down the road is this concept of action beats anxiety. This is a concept or a mantra that I picked up from Mr. Craig Ballantyne. If you guys don't follow Craig, you probably should, but at one time I was in a year-long coaching / mastermind program with Craig, and he handed out these like Staples easy button things, and if you pushed it, it was Craig's voice, and it would say, "Action beats anxiety." And I still have to this day, and I do love to still push that button to hear that message because it's so incredible, right? We are so good. Like, we're experts of overthinking just about everything. And as a real estate coach, trainer, mentor, I just encounter this on a daily basis. And so I counted it yesterday on a coaching call with one of our newer agents. And I wanted to share that experience with you guys so that, you know, hopefully it reaches those of you listening, or you're listening and you'll share it with somebody who you know this will speak to. Somebody in the real estate industry, really it could be just about any industry, but most specifically small business owners or salespeople, we're just overthinkers, we're overanalyzers, and we get paralyzed. Really, you'll hear, you know, this statement, this paralysis by analysis, but really when you cut through all that jargon, what we're really talking about is fear. We're afraid. We're afraid to put ourselves out there on social media. We're afraid to call people because we don't want to bother them, or we're afraid of rejection. Rejection is a massive fear. And of course, you know, at the foundation of it all is insecurity. And so for whatever reason, it stops us in our tracks, right? We for whatever reason, we allow it to stop us in our tracks. And let's just isolate this concept for a second of action beats anxiety. The paralysis, the fear, the inaction, the procrastination adds to the anxiety, which just, you know, our stagnation just compounds more regret and anxiety. It feeds the fear, it feeds the false narrative, you know, that negative dialogue we're having with ourselves that we're not good enough, we're not smart enough, people aren't going to like us, they're too busy to take a phone call from us or to help us with something. And it's just crazy, it really is, but we're all guilty of it. So let me stop there and, you know, let everybody know that I, at one time, was deadly afraid of making phone calls. I forced myself to make phone calls. I got coaches that forced me to make phone calls. I just knew phone calls, I mean, it's a fact, right? The more calls you make, the more conversations you have, the more revenue you're going to generate, the more profitable you're going to be. That's how you connect with people. I mean, helping people is way more proactive than it is reactive. I mean, if you're reacting to something and you're helping somebody in the moment, it was just like right place at the right time. But really helping people, true help, deep help, is way more proactive. You are on an offensive posture, like seeking out opportunities to help people. So let's go back to my coaching call yesterday with this agent. Now, she's not a brand new agent. She's just new to JPAR. And the company, I think she might have even been at two companies prior to JPAR. But regardless, she never received the training she needed. She didn't receive any mindset training, no prospecting, lead generation, or conversion training. No real fundamental training, in my opinion, on how to build a successful real estate business, a consistent real estate business, because really the premise of our call, and really she kind of been going through the motions at this other brokerage, listing one here, selling one there, but when her business really dried up, that's when she looked up and said, hey, I probably need to give this Jason Wool guy a call because my business is not consistent, so much so that as this market is shifting, my business is totally drying up and she has absolutely nothing in the pipeline. So what's powerful about that is, you know, we got to get sick and tired of being sick and tired. We got to get sick and tired of that anxiety to take action. And that's what prompted her first action was to reach out to me and go, hey, I know you've been trying to help me for a while now. I'm finally ready to receive the information, okay? And so for people out there that, you know, are in recruiting positions or, you know, tasked with growing an organization or even retaining talent within that organization, you know, their timing is not always going to match your timing. So it does take a lot of patience and curiosity over judgment. So on the call yesterday, there was a desperation factor because there's nothing in the pipeline. And this particular agent wants to be a full-time real estate agent. She's never been a full-time real estate agent. She has a small business. Well, we won't get into that. I'll just tell you that she's unhappy there. It's a grind. It's physically, mentally draining, this job of hers. But it's hers, and because it's hers, she just owns it, right? It's her baby. It's her reputation. It's her livelihood. It's everything. But prior to our coaching call yesterday, this just popped in my mind. I want to share it. Is that we were at a training. We hosted a fast track training, fast track your real estate career training the other night, the other evening. We do these like at 6 o'clock, 6 to 7 or 8, depending on, you know, the Q&A and all that stuff. But I just pointed this out to her. I said, you know, you love your business. You may not love the grind of it, but like that business, you're obsessed with it. You're obsessed with doing a great job, providing great customer service, you know, really taking great care of your customers so that, you know, over the years they've referred you and you've built this robust business based off of word of mouth that was sparked by just doing a great job, showing up and doing a great job. And now that she's made peace with the fact that this is not, this, her baby, her pride and joy, her life's work, professional life's work, so to speak, with this business, is not the legacy she wants to leave behind on this planet. There's more to it than what she's doing. She can be a greater help to people in her mind by selling real estate, and it starts with helping herself, helping her family, and of course helping others. There's just, that's one of the beauties of real estate. But she wants to transition to full-time real estate, but yet she's still babying and nurturing and obsessing over this small business that she owns that's not serving her, okay? It is not serving her, and it's burning her out. It is wearing her out. It's just draining. So I just made that point to her at the training we had the other night. I was like, well, how can we switch this obsession to away from this small business you run and over to real estate? Because that's what it's going to take, right? I often, for lack of a better analogy, will use this in a training and talk about, like, you know, a first love, right? A first crush, whatever it is. Like, you're obsessed with that person. You think about them all the time. Like, it consumes every minute of every day. And in order to be successful, like, really reaching, you know, that area of maximizing your potential, you got to be obsessed. You just can't be interested. From, you know, commitment comes from obsession. And you can't just be interested in success. You got to really want it. And more than that, you got to want it so bad that you're willing to do whatever it takes. All right, so skip a little bit forward. And we're on the coaching call yesterday. And there hasn't been a lot of action. And so the anxiety level is high, right? So my approach to this coaching call was very simple. It was, agent, you need to take action. That's the only thing that's going to beat your anxiety. So it was more specific than that, right? So it was like, hey, did you get your calls in? Okay? Did you make your lead call? So this agent really came to us, even though she's been, I think, in a couple brokerages, and she's sold houses, she's worked with people, you know, she's ever broken maybe $2 million in sales. I think that's probably a safe assumption that she's never broken $2 million in sales in a calendar year. And really, I looked at her as a new agent. I mean, she came to us and was exposed to our training, our mentorship, our coaching, and a lot of these doors started to open, and her eyes started to see things, and her ears started to hear things she'd never heard before. It became overwhelming, but it also really brought her down to earth to the fact that, in a lot of ways, she was still a very new, even green agent. And so there was a lot of inactivity, a lot of paralysis by analysis, just frozen, like not knowing she's got to do something, not knowing which, you know, play to run first, which direction to go next. And so I recommend that she go onto our mentorship team, where we provide, you know, lots of admin support, lots of collaboration, you know, deep, deep collaborative learning, which I think is like kind of this magical thing that happens to real estate agents. Because the other analogy I'm fond of using is professional athletes. And in their interviews, I have, just as a side note, like zero athletic ability, but I do like to watch sports. I do like to see that intensity, that obsession, that work ethic, you know, all of that that goes into, let's just call it deep work, for lack of a better term or phrase, that goes into reaching a place of success in it, like the most competitive environment you could possibly be in, right? So it takes everything, sweat equity, but also mindset, sacrifice, all those different things. But what I like to talk about in my coaching is that these professional athletes will talk about a period in their career where the game began to slow down, and they were able to see it. It slowed down, so they were able to see it. So I think about like a quarterback, you know, the ones that come out of college and the top draft pick, and they get their chance to go into the game for the first time, and you've got these 350-pound just ripped, like solid concrete athletes charging at you, and they want to take your head off. So how do you slow the game down enough to go, all right, this guy's running at me as fast as he can. He's like twice or three times as strong as I am. He wants to take my head off. How do I slow things down? Just that, the emotions and the fear and the anxiety. How do I slow that down enough to where I can see my wide receivers running their routes and then decide which one I'm going to throw the ball to? And then when I throw that ball, it needs to be on a target, right? So this is what I'm trying to do with real estate agents that are in this paralysis by analysis. It's just to get the game to slow down enough so that they can make that first step in whatever direction, right? Like in real estate, we learn by doing. And so you just got to start taking steps. And they're not big steps. They're small steps. And a lot of times, it's just a game of inches, right? It's that inches in the trenches. But back to the coaching call, you know, we brought her into this mentorship team. She's got a lot of accountability, leads provided, you know, all these systems and processes. Everything's in place for her to be successful, but she's procrastinating. She is sitting on the sidelines. She's not getting in the game. And so my job as the coach in this role is to figure out what's getting in the way. What is stopping her from making that first step? So we go into her database. There's 15 leads in there. She's called one lead in there one time. The rest, no calls. So I want to get to the bottom of what's going on with these leads. You know, what's keeping her from making the calls. And, you know, a lot of times we need to make some connections here. We need to connect the dots. I had, you know, one of my mentors one time was telling me about, I was expressing my frustration with the real estate industry. Like, why is it so difficult to reach real estate agents? Why are they so difficult to train? I mean, you guys really are a challenge to motivate, to inspire. But really, the biggest task I have is the implementation, you know, that happens when you take action, you know. And in order to kind of mold the mind around the activities, I really want to focus on the results first. So what result can you expect from making these calls? And I pointed out that there are people out there. This is like irrefutable, absolute fact, okay? There's people in your phone right now. There's people that are your friends or followers on social right now. There's people in your database, in your CRM. There's people, and we're going to get to this part of the story. There's Fizbos on Zillow and Craigslist that are having, if not external dialogue, internal dialogue about working with a real estate agent, or at least needing some help in the buying, selling, or investing process. So at any given time, I would say per every 100 people that are in your phone, or every 100 people that are in your database, or every 100 people that are your friends or followers on social, per 100, I think this is a conservative estimate, by the way, there's about 5 opportunities, either indirect or direct. So indirect would be, you know, your buddy Jack has a referral that he needs to send somebody because he was, you know, at small group Tuesday night for his church, and one of the small group members was talking about, you know, the fact that he may get this job in Atlanta and may need to sell his house in Birmingham. And you're not going to reach those people unless you pick up the phone and ask them if they need help. if you don't reach out to them, this goes back to this proactive nature. Like, if we don't, real estate is a hunt and gather industry. If we don't kill, we don't eat. And we're not going to kill anything if we don't hunt. The other thing, we can put it a little softer and go, hey, if you're a servant-hearted real estate agent, and you really got into this business. Like, I love real estate agents that say, I got in this business because my real estate agent sucked. Like, the one I hired to sell my house was absolutely awful. The one I hired to help me buy my house was absolutely awful. And they were still dealing with things like post-sale messes that were created by the agent. And it inspired them to get licensed. So I love those stories. Those people are on fire. But, you know, a lot of times they just don't realize what does it take to help people. You know, they think, all right, well, I'm a servant-hearted professional. I'm getting into this industry. Of course, I need to make money to feed my family, profit, feed the family. But what is it? What is the catalyst for this? The inspiration behind all this? My purpose, you know, this is a mission-driven, you know, path they get on, is to help people. And they think, all right, well, all I got to do is get my real estate license, and people that need help are going to find me. And my friends are just automatically going to recommend me because they know I'm a great guy. They know I'm a great person. They know I want to help people. They know I'm going to do a good job. They know I care about my reputation. And it's simply not the case. And so when we're talking with real estate agents about what is keeping them on the sidelines and, you know, not keeping them from getting into the game, it's could be a combination of things, or it could be one of these specific messages that reaches them, right? Now, the premise of this coaching call is action beats anxiety. So, of course, I'm making that point with her. Like, if you take action, it's going to make life easier. So, you know, so many of us take the easy path just because easy is safe. But it's the folks that take the hard road who actually live an easier life. I hope that makes sense. But how can we connect with somebody? I mean, we need to connect with something in their mind, flip that switch so that the game slows down and they start seeing it a little more clearly so they can start taking the steps, you know, taking those steps in their progression to complete that pass and hopefully score, okay, and win the game. This is a game. Make no mistake. This is a game among people. And if you're listening to this and you've got call reluctance, you've got fear of the phone, and you don't pick up the phone very often, okay, and I love real estate to say, well, I'm just not an aggressive salesperson, so I'm not going to call people. I had an agent the other day. I was trying to break through her mindset, like most massive sphere of influence you've probably ever seen. She doesn't call because she doesn't want to bother them. How is that helping people? I just don't, like, I need you guys to maybe reach out to me with a PM, DM, or email, or text and say, like, how is that serving people? It's, you know, love is a verb. Serving people, like, to be serving. Let's think about this. The act of serving. Action. I mean, if we don't take action, what good are we doing? Okay? So I'm going to start a nonprofit. You know, I want to help young girls that are being sex trafficked. So I'm going to start a nonprofit. So I'm going to take action and start the nonprofit. So I'm going to take action and get my real estate license. But once I'm licensed, I'm not going to do anything. You know, am I going to be able to raise money with this nonprofit if I don't reach out to people, call people and go, hey, this is my mission. This is my purpose for doing this. And I'm not going to be able to do it without your help. It's just, success is not organic. It just doesn't happen on its own. You know, momentum is not organic. But you can get some organic results that will happen. You know, this process will start to snowball and opportunities will come out of the woodworks occasionally, but it's not going to happen if we're not consistently taking action Monday through Friday. So if you're like the agent I was on the coaching call with yesterday, and you've got like similar things going on, we need to try to connect. We need to try to flip that switch. What is the connection we can make in your mind that causes that switch to be flipped? Now, this is a little bit of a caveat, not too much, but you know, talking about mindset, what's the foundation of mindset? It's often built around a driver, something that is driving us to want to succeed. And it can be as simple and as selfish as you want to feel good about yourself. Like, you want to improve your self-esteem, and the way that is achieved is by doing something that makes us proud, but also doing things or achieving things that draws attention from other people around us, specifically people we care about. And that's a big deal. We want people to be proud of us. We want to be looked up to. We want to be admired. More than anything, I think we want to leave behind a legacy. So what is that connection factor there? Is it that, you know, you were, you know, like me, my biggest aspiration in life for the longest time was, you know, catching the perfect buzz. I know that sounds like absolutely just ridiculous, but that was it. You know, just loved escaping the world by partying, for lack of, you know, a better way of describing it. I mean, that's what it is. And so that gave me a chip on my shoulder, because a lot of things that came with that were a lot of downgraded expectations, right? You hear things like black sheep, and you know, we're worried about Jason. I used to get like self-help books at Christmas and all this stuff. So that fills me with a great deal of motivation today. So it doesn't have to be this big noble driver. It can be something very selfish. I've got agents that are connected to watches and purses and shoes, and you know, that these activities that, you know, I'm coaching agents to take are not easy. They're simple, but they're certainly not easy. And as I've said already during this podcast, you know, I have suffered a great deal from my own negative self-talk and my own, you know, fears and phobias about rejection and bothering people. And oh my gosh, what if I get asked a question I can't answer? Like that, I may die, right? And that's a funny joke to make in the coaching world. Like, so you made your first video for social media or YouTube, but did you die? I mean, let's have fun with this, right? Let's laugh at ourselves, but let's understand that we're all going through this, and we all have the power to encourage each other by telling our stories, which is why it's so fulfilling for me to be driving down the road and be able to share my experience and share experiences through, you know, coaching, training, and mentorship with a lot of agents from a lot of different markets. You know, the common denominator is we're not all that different. You know, the degree of separation is not all that extensive. You know, it's very tight. It's one move here, and it's one phone call there. It's one handwritten note there. It's one door knock over there. You know, it's one pop by over here. I mean, it's just, you just never know what is going to be the result of you taking action. But we know, right, that there's just not going to be any results if we don't take action. So what is it that you want? What's the dream? What's the goal? You know, it can be, you know, paying off student debt, or it can be financial freedom. I try to shy away from those big, noble, just audacious, big whys that are just, they're just too big for an agent to really connect to them. They sound good. And they sound good when you're, you know, asked a question at a seminar, who in here is really connected to their big why? And, you know, you raise your hand and you go, I want financial freedom for my entire family. But it doesn't motivate them to make the calls. I've had agents in tears over their whys. But at the end of the day, they weren't necessarily their wives. There was something they were emotionally connected to, but it wasn't something that's going to get them to hit the floor. You know, when their feet hit the floor in the morning, it's not, it doesn't have the motivational power to instill in them the drive to do whatever it takes to make something of themselves, of this real estate license that took 60 hours of coursework and a booger of a test and a mountain of financial investment, a lot of sacrifice just to do nothing with. It's really, really sad. So, you know, I'm on a mission to try to reach as many of you as I can, but, you know, this is a two-way street. So back to the coaching call, and we're close to wrapping this up, so if you get bored, hang in there with me till the end, because you're going to want to hear this, but we're almost there. She committed to making the calls. I gave her some coaching. It was a full coaching call. I think if we weren't over 30 minutes, we were close. But there's a good chance we probably went over 30 minutes. It was a good, solid coaching call. But once I realized that she'd had these leads in her CRM dashboard for days or whatever the situation was, and she'd only called that one. And I think that was a land lead. So, you know, that was probably a little less scary than her residential leads or single family leads. I was like, we got to stop the call right now. Like, why? Talking is going to get us nowhere. Like, we need to stop the call right now. We did a little script work before we got out the call. Did a little role play. And I was like, you got to get on the phone and call all these people. We cannot go further until you make peace with the fact that this is the path. This is the way. This is the way you're going to relieve your anxiety and start to build confidence around consistency, right? And starting to feel good about yourself. You know, playing it safe is never going to make you proud. All right? Safety and easy. It's not supposed to be easy. It's supposed to be worth it, okay? And so hard work is what makes it worth it. Sacrifice makes it worth it, right? You really got to put the time in. You got to make an investment. And you got to do your best, right? Every day it's like, let's best our best. So she did. She was like, all right, we're going to do this. And I just love the way she went about it, okay? I got her after the phone call ended. Soon after that, I got a text message. Hey, I've called 3 people. All right, great. Keep going. Then a little while later, the text message comes in. Hey, I've called all my leads. Awesome. All right, let's put you back in the lead rotation. But then I get kind of a 911 text shortly after that that says, hey, you got to call me right away. Something's happened with one of these leads. And I'm thinking, well, there you go. Because I had made the point with her during the coaching call that there's people in her database on her phone or on social right now that are having active dialogues about buying, selling, or investing. You are not going to be included in that conversation unless you insert yourself into that conversation. Okay? You know, you've got to be on offense. You got to get out of your comfort zone. And you've got to get in the game. All right? And you're not going to get in the game until you get your head in the game. So I called her and I was like, what's the news? Like, what's all the excitement about? What's going on? And this nearly blew me out of my shoes. She said, after I got done making all my lead calls, I wasn't satisfied. You know? She still had time on her hands. She still had the availability to do more in that moment. And she did. And we had talked on some prior calls about working with For Sale by Owners. Many of you listening that know me know that For Sale by Owners, that's one of my all-time, if it's not my at the top of my list, it's one of my all-time prospecting avenues. And it was one that, you know, I cut my teeth on, and then I passed on to a lot of other folks who have built their businesses on For Sale by Owners, or their first couple of transactions came from partnering with For Sale by Owners in some form or fashion. So get this, she gets done with her lead calls. Hopefully, I don't know this, but hopefully, this is just a side note for folks that are, you know, needing to work on database management. So hopefully she entered in all of her notes, went back. We're training people not to stop making calls. I want you taking notes, but I don't want you to stop making calls to put in notes in the system. I don't want you to put in notes or do any research or do any little errands for people you don't know, these leads in your database, until you make all your calls. So once that was concluded, she wasn't satisfied. She decided to go to Zillow and look up For Sale by Owners in and around where she lived. She found one, she called one, the guy was receptive to the call, and she actually set an appointment. So yesterday was a Monday, the appointment's this coming Friday, and I'm going to go on the appointment with her and help her there. But how about that? How about that? Now, that's not even the good part, right? Because we don't know. I mean, this guy, who knows? This house, although it looks good on Zillow, it could be a real dump. Apparently, he's got one of his buddies living in it. It could be a whole, you know, bachelor pad debacle waiting for us when we get there on Friday. So, who knows? The bigger win, though, is that she received some validation from taking a specific action and getting a specific desired result. There was a fulfillment factor there. There was a confidence building factor there. She started to feel good about herself, but more importantly, she started to realize that she'd been overthinking it so, so much. A lot of this fear and anxiety was a figment of her imagination. She had thought it all up, dreamt it all up, and just continually, day after day, having a negative conversation with herself about, you know, who she is and what she's capable of and what people are going to think about her, or what people are going to say about her when she calls. So this was a very, very powerful moment. The gain in that moment, even if it's just a tiny fraction of a degree, started to slow down for her. And she started to see it for what it really was. That, you know, if she truly wants this, if she's truly committed, she's not interested, she's committed, and she's willing to do whatever it takes to make it happen, it's not going to happen on its own. She has to be the catalyst for the result. And in that moment, everything came full circle, and her eyes were open. Now, doesn't mean that her eyes are open forever. We could regress. We could take some steps back, but nothing, I mean, the genie's out of the box now. She knows what it takes. So she can really have some very intentional reflection on whether or not she's built for this, whether or not she's really on board to do that, to call FSBOs day in and day out, to call her internet leads that we're providing to her day in and day out, to be an over-communicator, a relentless follow-up sales professional, you know, getting up every day and doing the research, making the calls, going to the appointments. That's, if she truly wants to serve people and build a profitable business where the foundation of that is simply service, she's going to have to take action. but like you could hear it in her voice on the coaching call. Her voice was full out of anxiety, but the action had, like, in that moment, cured her anxiety. She was like, her voice was light, upbeat, hopeful, joyful. You could hear confidence. And then the cherry on the top is me as her coach going, I'm so proud of you. I was taken aback by this, the action. I was proud enough that she had made the 14 to 15 phone calls. I had no expectation that, nor did I assign it or expect it. That sounds redundant, but you get what I'm saying. Like, I mean, this car, I was like, where did this come from? So the level of pride I had in my mentee at that moment was like through the roof. And I immediately, after we hung up, after the congratulations were over and the appointment was confirmed in my calendar for Friday, I immediately started telling people about this experience. And it's what's prompting me to tell you guys right now in this podcast audio, just to get the word out. Hey, this is what happened. I was spreading it through, you know, spoken word, but I was also texting it to people. Hey, guess what? One of the agents I'm coaching called her first FSBO and got an appointment on the very first attempt. Nailed the appointment, and who knows, this guy sounds like he really needs some help and he may be looking for some representation. But as I said, even if that's not the case, even if this appointment is a quote unquote waste of time because we didn't get the instant gratification we wanted, we didn't leave it with a signed contract or some sort of, you know, really tangible hope at the end of a rainbow here, something to hang our hat on. The real value to me is that the concept of action beats anxiety was completely validated in this moment. And she experienced it, and whether or not, you know, whatever happens from here, nothing's going to change the insight, you know, clarity that she has right now about what is it going to take, what's required moving forward. And I hope this has spoken to you. Again, if you need one of these calls, these calls, let me just say this, they don't cost anything. And I conduct these calls with agents regardless of their brokerage affiliation. And so you might say, well, yeah, of course, because you're a recruiter and you got multiple brokerages to grow across, you know, the state of Alabama. Yeah, you're right, but I also, what you don't know is I also coach agents that are outside my marketplace where I have zero benefit other than helping them. They may send our brokerage a referral one day, who knows, but there's no immediate or instant gratification, which many of us in the real estate industry seek. So it's not going to cost you anything. Go to DeanHustle.com right now. Schedule a call. What do you got to lose? What do you got to lose for a free mentorship call? Nothing. So schedule it. Who knows? Not making any promises. But if you show up with an open mind, if you show up and you're coachable, and you show up committed, not interested, and if you treat this industry like a hobby, it's always going to treat you like one back. But those are my three currencies. That's the price of admission. Having an open mind, being coachable, and being committed. If that's you, go to DeanHustle.com right now, schedule a call, and I'm going to do whatever I can to help you find some clarity of purpose and intention in your business and get you on the path to feeling really good about yourself, feeling really good about the future, and gaining some confidence that it takes to be the best you can be. Alright, I appreciate you guys. Kind of droned on a little bit at the end there, but if you know me again, you know I'm long-winded. But I look forward to talking to some of you listening here in the near future, and I hope you have a great day. Thanks so much.